everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Hey,
good morning.
Ace, just about out of time here, which is good news for everybody. Thank God. Of course, before we go, though, get to what we learned on the show. It's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thoughts, if you will. All right. Usually the fact's good, and then Hunter and I just give our dumb opinions, and you got to sit
there
and listen to
it. Jerry does his final thought. We basically just stole it
pretty much from the Jerry. We were looking for something to do, and this is what we did. All right. It's very simple. I have two really good ones. I think I might just save one. Let's do this one. Okay. Reed Hastings came up with the idea for Netflix when he rented Apollo 13 and wound up owing $40 in late fees. He thought it'd be great to have a rental service where you are paid a flat rate and then you keep the movies for as long as you want. Thank God.
Thank God. Here's another thing. What a simple thought.
Yeah.
It's not like the guy in, you know.
Cured a disease or anything. Yeah. No. He's just like, God, this sucks. How about we just do it this way, guys?
And then look at him.
Yep.
Dude, how much is that guy worth?
So much.
A lot of money.
Well, and once again, proving how terrible the renting movies experience is. A guy revolutionized
the video. Stop trying to rile me up, because you are. You're starting to get the engines going. You know what? Just because you didn't have good dates and you didn't take people out on dates back in the day, a right date, where you'd have to watch a movie to get to the action afterwards. Just went right for it.
Look, it was so terrible, all right? The whole movie renting thing was so bad that it birthed, all right, the greatest thing we have seen as far as entertainment is concerned, and that is on-demand movies.
People are
going to
get sick of Netflix, and I'm going to reopen the rental services and watch me. I'm just going to be showered with money.
I hope you lose every penny you have in that.
You're going to be like, damn it.
You dump that savings in there, and you stand behind that counter with your stupid rent. Well, okay, now remember, if this is a day late, you owe me $85. What a dumb...
Just because you had $100 in late fees and never went back because you couldn't pay it, doesn't mean it was a bad experience.
Joke's on them. I still got that copy of Broken Arrow, so suckers, I came out on top there. I love Netflix. I remember actually having the DVD mail subscript, right, where you had to pick your movies, they mail it to you, and then you mail it back. Dude, so happy I don't have to do that now, which you still can, by the way. That's like the basic plan you can do.
When's enough going to be enough where they just keep upping the price, Brock, where you're going to be like, you know what, I'm done with Netflix. Because it's getting expensive
Tell you what, once it gets up to the late fees that I was charged over at Blockbuster, then maybe I'll say it. But for right now, I ain't owed no $40, and that's fine. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you one thing Netflix doesn't have, one of those red curtains you can go behind and... You know what I'm saying?
There was, God, was it HBO? I think it might have been the HBO app, like HBO On Demand, where they had like the late night. That's how they worded it, was late night features. Late night. Like,
you know what that is.
These are all the skin flicks that are on Skinamax. Yep. Hell yeah. I'll watch that when the wife is gone. How about that? There you go.
Skinamax, dude. Yeah,
classic. But
what was it? It was Skinamax. HBO had some nudity on it.
HBO had a lot of new. But Skinamax is where it started. Cinemax. We always say Skinamax, but Cinemax was really the big one. The big
Stars,
one.
But Stars never really had anything too much, right? It was more of just regular movies.
You wanted to see some horrible late night movies, but had a lot of nudity and softcore love scenes. You just go to Cinemax. You're set to go, man. Starting about 10:30, you're going to be occupied for a while. So, well, there you go. Nice job, Reed Hastings, for fixing the problem of movie rentals. $40 for a movie. Come on, get out of here. All right, that's your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
More rock next.